This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck Haiti on Saturday. The U.S. Geological Survey says the epicenter of the quake was 125 kilometers or 78 miles west of the capital, Port-au-Prince. Prime Minister Ariel Henry said on Twitter the quake caused deaths and damage in various parts of the country. People in the capital felt the tremor and many rushed into the streets in fear, although there did not appear to be damage there. The impoverished country is vulnerable to earthquakes and hurricanes. The U.S. National Hurricane Center has forecast that Tropical Storm Grace will reach Haiti late Monday night or early Tuesday morning. The island nation is still recovering from a devastating earthquake in 2010 that killed hundreds of thousands of people and left more than a million homeless. And its president was assassinated in a home attack over a month ago, with the country already in a political struggle, adding to the turmoil. The Taliban seized two more Afghan provinces on Saturday and are approaching the outskirts of Afghanistan's capital. The insurgents have also launched a multi-pronged assault on a major northern city defended by powerful former warlords. The Taliban have captured much of northern, western, and southern Afghanistan in a breakneck offensive less than 3 weeks before the United States is set to withdraw its last troops. That has raised fears of a full militant takeover of the country. Afghan officials say the Taliban are battling government forces some 11 kilometers or about 7 miles south of Kabul. Plus, Marines are now in the city helping to evacuate Americans from the U.S. Embassy. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Lebanon's army Saturday raided gas stations and seized petrol to curb hoarding as the central bank chief stood firm on his decision to halt fuel subsidies. Lebanon is gripped by one of the world's worst economic crises since the 1850s, according to the World Bank, and is struggling with fuel, bread, and medicine shortages. On Wednesday, its central bank chief said he'd halt state subsidies on fuel imports to ease pressure on the bank's dwindling foreign reserve, sparking panic across the country. On Saturday, he insisted he would not back down from his decision without a parliamentary vote, saying foreign reserves had fallen to $14 billion. The Lebanese pound has lost more than 90% of its value on the black market, and 78% of the population lives below the poverty line. Crippling shortages of fuel and power cuts lasting more than 22 hours per day have left many businesses and homes without the diesel needed to power private generators, plunging the country into darkness. Families of those missing after Turkey's worst floods in years nervously watched rescue teams search buildings Saturday, fearing the death toll from the raging torrents could rise further. At least 44 people have died from floods in the northern Black Sea region, the second natural disaster to strike the country this month. In one collapsed building along the banks of a swollen river, 10 people are still believed to be buried. The rapid floodwaters appeared to have swept away the foundations of several apartment blocks. The floods brought chaos to northern provinces just as authorities were declaring wildfires that raged through southern Turkey for 2 weeks had been brought under control. About 45 centimeters or 18 inches of rain fell in less than 3 days in one village. Torrents of water tossed dozens of cars and heaps of debris along streets, destroyed bridges, closed roads, and cut off electricity to hundreds of vehicles. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday said the scale of natural disasters that have hit Russia this year has been, quote, absolutely unprecedented. Speaking at a video conference with officials on the effects of Siberia's record-setting forest fires, he said it was important to work on the climate agenda, quote, systematically. While Siberia sees an annual wildfire season each summer, the fires have burned with an increasing intensity in recent years, which Russian weather officials and environmentalists have linked to climate change. Putin called on authorities to be ready to evacuate more people living in areas affected by the fires, as well as provide economic support for them. He also called on officials to calculate the effects of the fires and make plans to reconstruct houses. In one of the hardest hit regions this year, fires burned an area larger than Portugal. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.